we're going to be forced to make a couple of changes as well, but the way we're going to play and the intensity that we're going to ask the players to go at, because we're asking them to run forward a lot, yeah, it takes a lot out of them. So we've got to rotate the team as best as you can without being too drastic and you get too much of a drop-off in performance, which I don't think we're going to get that with this squad anyway. I think everybody is more than capable of playing. So we'll try and rotate it and keep it as fresh as possible. But yeah, injuries are going to occur. We're going to be missing Gucci tomorrow. He's not going to be available. He had to come off. So that's an enforced change that we'll have to make. But again, whoever steps into his position, it's an opportunity to stake their claim in the team. Josh Loren won't be available. He's going to be a few weeks, as will Gucci. JT's fine. He's saying today he's no problem. He'll be involved. Thought he played really well the other night, so he'll be involved in the squad. And we've got Ben Wilmot, who's going to travel with us tomorrow, so that's a positive and a bonus to have him back into full training. And I say, yeah, have him involved in the squad as well is really pleasing.
I was going to ask about Luis. Did he have a sort of big duck egg on his head or something like that? I was a bit concerned about him playing on, in fact, during that game.
No, the actual impact of it wasn't too bad. Didn't look too serious. It wasn't a cut or nothing, so that's why he carried on. He felt fine actually during the game. It was when we took him off in the second half. He felt fine at half time. It was in the evening when he got home. He didn't feel well, so obviously you can't take any risks with these things. It's there's protocols that you've got to follow, and when he reported the symptoms that he did the next day, saying overnight he didn't felt a bit dizzy and whatever, then the doctor has to make the call to make sure he's not available for the days that the protocols say. So yeah, it was unfortunate to lose him. He's fine in himself now. He was out and about today on the training grass, walking about. He was here in the building this morning and he's fine. Can't wait to get back.
Great result against Birmingham, of course. I believe that was your first away win in the Championship. Am I right about that?
That's right.
We're breaking records already.
Yeah.
And of course, Watford tomorrow night. Now, they've been having a fairly good season, but got hit rather badly on Boxing Day. Did you learn anything from watching that Bristol City game?
You learn stuff watching Championship games all the time, but as that's the Championship, it can happen like that. You know, if you're off it by just a small percentage, then the opposition can punish you. And yet that's what happened with Watford. I said, we've been playing well. We know all of the threats that they've got. And obviously they wouldn't have wanted that result and probably didn't expect that type of result. So we expect a reaction from them. And we need to be ready for it.
Great. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you.